Hey there, my friends, Brian King here. First, I want to clear something up. Yes, I titled this video, What I Hate About Inspiration. I don't hate anything. I can't imagine feeling that negatively towards anything. It's just nothing productive about it. But I wanted to use that word because it's important to catch your attention on this one, because this is a very important fact observation about something I see happening on social media that people get caught up on, and it's very detrimental to them. Using inspiration as a drug. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I see my newsfeed peppered with inspirational quotes. And a lot of them are really good. They're great ideas, but people watch them and do nothing but use them as a means to a shot of dopamine. You know, they have anxiety. They're having a difficult day. They're feeling sad. And they find something inspirational, a video, a quote, something to give them that shot of a pleasant feeling to make them feel better for a short time. Then it wears off and they find something else that's inspirational. They talk about a movie they once saw and how inspirational it was. And one thing that really irks me, which is being directed towards me, is people say, Bri, you're so inspirational. And all I'm doing is talking about how I live my life with my respective difficulties and how I live happily, fully anyway. But here's the problem. Inspiration can help you realize what it feels like to be at a different level emotionally. But unless you take action to move your life in the direction of that thing, it won't change. See, inspiration pumps you momentarily full of the feeling of what it would be like. What it would be like to think like that. What it would be like to do those things. But people that are caught up in the inspirational noise don't take action. They just want to be inspired. They just want to feel better for a moment. They don't want to change anything. And therein lies the problem. Action creates change, not inspiration. Inspiration is just a glimpse, a peek into the window of what's possible. But until you make that decision to do something different than what you've been doing, nothing will change. Or you find a way to discredit the possibility that's just been shown to you. You see something inspirational and then you throw out that all-purpose nonsense of, well, easier said than done, or easy for you, or some other rationalization like that where, well, I'd do it if it didn't require any work. That's a lot of what easier said than done is. Oh, sounds too much like work. I don't think I want to do that. Well, fine. Consider, or rather continue teasing yourself with inspiration. Look for more quotes or things that uplift you for a moment and do nothing new to change your circumstances. When I see that I am inspirational to someone, it kind of bugs me because in some way, I feel like that means I haven't done my job. Because what I want to impress upon people is the importance of action, not just feeling better because you watched a heartwarming video or heard of a heartwarming anecdote. You've got to do something different. So when you see something, when you hear something, a quote that just snaps you awake because it compels you to look at things differently, say, oh, that's so inspirational. Now I'm going to go back to my old pattern that makes me miserable and I'm not going to do anything else. That is an opportunity that you've completely squandered. Whenever inspiration strikes you, let that be an indication to you that you would prefer whatever that inspired you towards, you would prefer that more than what you're currently experiencing. Then the next question is, what action must I take in order to move in that direction? If you don't do that, then all you're doing is filling your life with inspirational noise. It's noise that's coming in to distract you from the stuff you don't like, but you're not doing a darn thing about it. So if you watch anything that I do, I don't want you to say, Bri, that wasn't inspirational, that sucked. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to look at it. And if you feel inspired, ask yourself, what action can I take to move me in the direction of this experience that I now realize is possible for me? Whether it has to do with your business life, your relationship with your spouse, your friendships, your parenting, whatever it is. But don't just sit on that feeling and think that's enough. Inspiration gives you energy that has the potential to move you into action. But unless you make that decision, things aren't going to improve. So don't just be inspired. Don't just be excited about something. Commit to doing something to make it your reality. That's how life gets better. Not simply from a feeling, but from taking a feeling into action. Because even though you know better, doesn't mean you're going to do better. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge applied is power. So that's my two cents on that. Hopefully this is helpful. And if there's anybody else you know what could be helpful for, please share it. Until next time, this has been Brian. We'll talk again soon.